In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning. Schools will be back in session next week. Football season opened last Friday, and across Kentucky, it's also property tax season, a period when counties, cities, school boards, and other agencies adopt their property tax rates. Once again, it's time for that process to begin, or actually it already has begun here in Crittenden County. We'll get to that in just a moment as we will hear from local PVA, that's Property Valuation Administrator, Todd Perriman. But first, some breaking news out of Crittenden County Fiscal Court late last week when magistrates formally asked for the resignation of jailer Athena Hayes. Local leaders cited the fact that the jail has operated at a negative cash flow the last 2 years. Now, that formal request really has very little bite to it, as the jailer is an elected official based on the Kentucky Constitution, cannot be removed simply by a fiscal court. It takes a lot more action. You can read more about that in the Crittenden Press. Not sure how far this will go. So far, Hayes hasn't made much of a formal response other than to say that she has respectfully declined to resign. We'll have more in this week's Crittenden Press on that developing story. And a very scary incident down at Mayfield Friday night as gunfire cut short the annual Battle of the Birds football game between Mayfield and Graves County, sending players, coaches, officials, and fans scrambling from the field and the stands. The shooting happened later in the game, and it actually occurred outside of the stadium in the parking lot, but police say that one adult victim was taken by ambulance to Jackson Purchase Medical Center, then flown to Nashville. The victim was later listed in stable condition. Mayfield police say that one person of interest has been taken into custody as detectives continue processing evidence from the scene. Now, Kentucky High School Athletic Association Commissioner Julian Tackett said the incident was not connected to the game and did not involve any students. We'll be right back in just a moment to visit with Todd Perriman after this word from one of our local sponsors. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. Over the last few days, I've had a number of people stop me around town or at the ballpark and ask about the payroll taxes and how come they have gone up so much, and basically didn't realize it until their paychecks reflected the new city and county payroll tax increases. I tell people we've been writing about that in the Crittenden Press all summer, and folks who don't pay attention to the news get caught off guard. So I thought it would be appropriate here in property tax season, when all of the local agencies are setting their property tax rates, to have a discussion with Todd Perriman about how undeveloped property, farmland, woodlands, how they are assessed and taxed. they are taxed at a lower rate than homes and some other developed type property. So we're going to visit with Todd Perriman, who is your Crittenden County Property Valuation Administrator.
Todd's been in this position how many years now, Todd?
It's my third year.
Third year. So relatively newcomer, mm-hmm. basically, but this is a very complicated, very esoteric system of how taxes are assessed, and you don't set the rates. Other government agencies set the rates, but you are basically in charge of assessments, and some of those assessments are mandated by state law. But I want to talk today about, because this is tax season, all these agencies, the taxing districts around the county and the state are setting their rates for 2025, and your taxes will be paid this fall, if you pay them on time, that is. And I just want to talk a little bit about how land values vary so much based on soil class, and we don't pay our tax rates are not applied to the true market value of farmland or woodlands. So explain a little bit about that for our listeners. It's a complicated thing, but it's very interesting.
Yeah. So thank you for having me, Chris. Mm-hmm. So farmland is assessed differently than what a residential property is assessed. Residential properties are assessed and you pay taxes on the fair cash value of the property, what it would, you know, bring on a open market. But farmland, the state has set aside an agricultural exemption for anything 10 acres or more.
And that's to keep us an agrarian state.
Yes. So I believe it's back in, you know, 50s, I believe.
The 60s.
They passed this because before that, you had to pay taxes, or your taxes were based on fair cash value of land. And what was happening was a lot of family farmers, that you know, a farm has been passed down through generations, it got to a point where they were having to sell their farm because they couldn't afford the taxes. And the state said, that's not what we want. That's not what we want. You know, it's not what we're trying to accomplish. We want, you know, these family farmers to be able to keep their land. So they instituted an agricultural value, which is basically you pay the agricultural value of the property is based on what you could reasonably pay for a piece of property, farm it, and make a living off of it. And the state does a calculation every 4 years based on crop rents, pasture land rents, and then they have a formula that you know, goes through that. I believe they get these numbers probably from, you know, farm agencies, you know, when they send their surveys out what somebody is paying for, you know, cropland in a certain county. And they do a calculation, they come up with that. These values are far less than, as you said, than what you would see on an open market, you know. Yeah.
Let's illustrate this just a little bit, and I'll have an article in the paper that'll try to do that too. But, you know, land is selling now, undeveloped land, farmland, woodlots, ground that is very marginal, is selling for $4,000 an acre plus. Mm-hmm. Yet all of these values for which you are taxed on, the assessed value, is less than $1,000 no matter your soil class.
That's correct. So I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, if I had a farm that had the best soil in the county, mm-hmm. what could I sell that for? And my honest answer is I really don't know, because we're not seeing that land sell. You know, Class 2 land in Crittenden County is the best land that we have. We don't have any Class 1. Bordering counties, Union County, Webster County, they have some Class 1. And I guess we can thank that iceberg all those years ago that just kind of stopped at the mm-hmm. Tradewater River, you know. And we didn't get that the best land in the state. But, you know, river bottom land, I don't know what you would sell that for. I think it would be more than $4,000 an acre, because it's a production, you know, income producing land. But that land there, where, you know, let's just say it's $4,000, in 2024, we updated our ag values, and that land is assessed tax-wise at $710 an acre. Mm. So, you know, less than a fourth of the 4,000 that, you know, very modest estimate that you could sell it for. You're paying less than a quarter on the assessment value than what you could get on an open market.
And tax rates and tax assessments are, again, this is tax rate season right now. So taxing districts are setting their rates. Well, rates are applied again to this assessment, which you're in charge of the assessments and mm-hmm. they set the rates. So they work hand in hand. And so your rate if the rate on real property, what in the county is 11.4 cents per $100 of value. And when you apply that rate against your house, you're paying based on that house, what it would bring on the open market. But when you pay that, or when you're assessed that rate on your farm, or you know, if you have timberland, then it's only $700. Or if you sold that, or you may have bought it last week for $5,000 an acre.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I think just based on my observations and following this, 4,000 is kind of just the low end.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes up from there. Like you said, for quality agricultural croppable land, it's up there a good bit higher.
Yeah.
Than 4,000.
Like I said, I don't even know because that's not what we're seeing sell.
It's not moving much.
That's not moving. People that have that, they're holding on to it. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're seeing moving is, like you said, this marginal land, you know, cattle farms. We see some cattle farms moving, or, you know, wooded tracts, things like that. We're just not seeing the income producing, you know, the high income producing land move right now.
So let's touch real briefly on the soil classes. You don't set those. Those are done what by state geologicals, or how
yes.
does that go?
Yes. So in our my mapping program, the state, you know, they did this, you know, this soil survey or whatever, and they've got, you know, the different areas where they consider class one or class two, class three. And it's really based off of, you know, topography, drainage, things like that. And they just, they overlay that across the entire state. And so I have the Crittenden, I can't actually see where it is, but they've got it overlaid on my map. And my program says, you know, if you have a 150-acre farm, my program says, well, you know, 50 acres is class two, 30 acres is class three, and my program does that calculation and comes to that agricultural value for that farm.
Now, I don't want to blow your phone up, but there is an appeals process for this. If you look at your tax bill and you see where you're assessed, does it tell that on the tax bill? I don't think it does. You'd have to come into your office.
You're talking about like
to see what soil classes
no,
you have.
No.
It's not on your tax bill. So somebody would have to request that from
yes.
you, and then they can review it and say, hey, this is not crop ground, yet it looks like it's being valued as crop land, so I shouldn't be paying the tax. So there is an appeals process for that.
Yes, there is an appeals process for that. And a lot of times, like I said, the class two land, they consider that crop land, and then some people may, you know, hay farm it, things like that. But yes, if like I said, this is a very mechanical way of doing it, which is the fastest way, where, you know, we have these numbers, we're able to do it. You know, it would be nearly impossible for me to look at every farm and measure out exactly how many acres is wooded, how many I think's croppable and stuff. But if you feel like, you know, the property is assessed, you know, unfairly, or you think you don't have any class two land or anything like that, you can come in and we can look at the map and there have been instances where our map shows, you know, a farm is class two, and when we pull it up, it's all wooded, you know. So obviously I know that it's not being used for cropping because it has mature timber on it. And in that case, we make a note, and I, in my new tax roll program, I put a flag on that account. And at the flag, it says soil class does not match map, so that you know, whenever the state puts out their new recommendations and we have to make changes, as I'm going through each account on my tax rule program, I'll see that flag and I'll know not to do it the mechanical way, that I've got to do it based off of what was agreed upon, you know, how many acres is in which class.
Well, it's all as complicated as a trigonometry exam, but it's pretty fascinating too for people that are interested in those type things. So I appreciate your time today, Todd, to explain that. As we move into this tax season and prepare to start paying our tax bills, maybe we'll know a little bit more and have a little greater understanding about
yes.
them.
Well, one thing I did want to say, you know, because we know how much farms are selling for right now. I know in 2024, when I did the increase on the agricultural land, I had a lot of people that come in and says, well, you know, if these, you know, if the farms weren't selling for so much, we wouldn't have this increase in taxable assessment. And, you know, I then explain that that's not how their tax. And I, like I said, it's very complicated. Or like you said, it's very complicated and it's hard to understand. So I appreciate you doing this and letting people know that, you know, on farmland, it's not based off of what you pay for it. It's based off of an agricultural value.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate you, the job that you do. It's a lot of paperwork.
Yes, sir.
Computer work.
Yes, sir.
Nowadays, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
In local meetings this week, Crittenden and Livingston Water District will convene this evening at 4 p.m. at the Deer Lakes Meeting Room. Livingston County Fiscal Court will meet this evening at 5 p.m. at the County Office Complex in Smithland. And tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Caldwell County Fiscal Court meets at the courthouse in Princeton. In local sports, Crittenden County's football team started its season on Friday at Marshall County. A back-and-forth game early on, and Marshall County pulled away late to win that game 42-29. Elsewhere in the Class 2A First District, Trigg County beat Ohio County 54-0. Fort Campbell lost to Clarksville Northwest 53-13. Todd Central beat Ballard Memorial 32-28. Caldwell County beat Hopkins Central 31-20. And Mayfield, of course, beat Graves County 40-7 in that game we mentioned at the first of the program where shots were fired. In other action around West Kentucky, Murray beat Apollo 48-34. Callaway County beat Webster County 62-0. Hancock County won 42-28 over John Hardin, and Russellville lost to Davis County 45-6. Oh, and one more score, Sean Thompson down at Paducah Tillman. His team, the Tornado, beat McCracken County in a big rivalry game there, 63-28. Oh, and one more score I need to give you. Madisonville beat Union County 49-13. Hats off to the Crittenden County Lady Rocket soccer team, which won again over the weekend, beat Owensboro Apollo. They have started the season with 4 wins and 1 loss. So Jessica DeBurgo's Lady Rockets kicking it in gear this season. And for all you outdoorsy type folks, dove season just around the corner, coming up 1 week from today on Labor Day, September 1st, opening day for dove season. And just around the corner as well, deer archery season, September 6th is when it opens. That's a wrap on today's program. Thank you for listening in. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.